Friends, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. You know, some of the things you get with our Backstage Pass have nothing to do with the show. We give you a lot of behind the scenes. We have a pre-show, both audio and video. Whether the video is through our TriCaster, whether we just crank on the iPhone, you see me prepping the show, talking to myself, which is kind of what I do anyway.
Well, that, but you're talking to yourself in a creative way, not in a,
it's not mental. I think it's pretty mental no matter what, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, Mr. Henry. You make a very good point there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So getting a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show means you not only just hear the show, but you hear the pre-show, you hear the behind the scenes, you hear the in front of the scenes. In other words, all of the very embarrassing, weird, manic stuff that I do, including what did I do the other day, Margaret?
Oh, you were yelling and screaming and throwing things. You were saying GD this and GD that. Sometimes Phil forgets he's on camera.
I do. So you miss out on all of that, folks, if you don't have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show, as well as, of course, all of the shows that we do, the archives going back over 20 years, and our radio shows, our digital shows. You name it, Jack. We got it. You name it, we claim it.
All right, yeah.
World famous Phil Henry.
Here, take a sip of water.
I got it, bud. You okay?
No.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The greatest value online.
Other than?
Porn. Okay, you ready?
I just want to be clear what we're doing here. All right, here's what we're going to do. We've got Lang Delton. Now, this is the guy that sings the music.
I'm Lang Delton. I can sing the music for it.
Wait. Look, Phil, I don't want to be a laughingstock. I don't want to be a clown right out of the little car with the big shoes. You know, if I got to be the clown, at least make me a solo act.
Coach, it's going to be fine. Phil knows what he's doing.
I can't run royalty music that I have to pay royalties on. This is going to be great. Lang is going to, and then we'll fill it in later.
You're going to fill what in later?
Coach, right?
Yeah, it's Coach Dozier.
Coach Dozier. What I do is I do mouth orchestra, and
I heard it the other day, okay? It sounds real weird. Do you understand? I'm already dealing with weird things.
It sounds weird to you, but believe me, when you hear it on the air, it's perfect. So, and we can also fill in with music. Mouth orchestra is a real unique thing, and I wish you'd give it a shot. All right, so go ahead. All right, so we're going to start out with mouth orchestra, and then, Bud, you count it down, right?
Yeah, I'll count down. One, two, and a one, two, three. Then Lang starts, and then I'll go, show him what...
I'll put a stinger on. I'll go, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And I say what? And then you start the show. And this is the coach, Vernon Dozier. Now, here's the thing. I've got to have...
We've got Dr. Sadler's here.
Yeah. Don't worry about Coach, I'm here. Remember what I told you, and that is you want to ground it in a more machismo. The problem you're having with saying mama is you are going infantile.
I understand. So
make it as the doctor says, machismo. Make it about football. Make it about
tough guy.
Make it about tough guy. Right, let's try it. Just go ahead and say it.
I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and this is Do You Need Your Mama Show. Is that good?
Yeah, that
works, yeah. Well, look, Phil. No, it works. It's fine.
Okay. All right, we're going to come up in 5 seconds here. Lang, I'll cue you, then on to the coach. Yeah.
What? I'm nervous about all this yeah stuff.
Well, we're trying to... There's a certain timing that you have to get down.
Yeah. Why do you keep looking at that thing?
I'm looking up here at the clock on our TriCaster, just making sure it's rolling.
Okay.
Three, two, one, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It's the Coach Vernon Dozier Show. I'm Lang Delton. Coach Vernon Dozier tonight will have as his special guest, Cheese Zeno, a defensive back coach with the Denver Broncos and a former teammate of Coach Dozier in Canada.
You.
Hi, this is Coach Vernon Dozier, and welcome to... Do You Need Your Show? And we certainly do thank you for joining us. We think we have interesting perspectives on football and life. That's really what I want to talk about. My life, not just in football, but outside of football. Right here on Do You Need Your Mama Show. The Coach Vernon Dozier Do You Need Your Mama Show, brought to you by the world famous Phil Henry Show website and Cluck Cola. When you hear Mr. Chicken, it's time for a cluck. Cluck Cola.
You.
Thank you very much, Lang Delton. And welcome back here to the Coach Vernon Dozier Show. I'm very excited to bring on right now a man that I have, you know, probably eaten a whole lot of dirt with over the years as both a player and a coach, Cheese Zeno with the Denver Broncos. He's a defensive backfield coach, and we played together up in Canada. Cheese, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm excited to hear that you have this show, and you sounded good. And I'm grateful that you let me on to be one of the first guests of the show.
Well, I'm glad you came on, Cheese. I wanted to just reminisce with you. As you know, I've retired from coaching. What do you think about that?
Well, I knew that people told me you're thinking about it. I couldn't believe my ears when somebody called me the other day and said, Coach Dozier retired. You got a podcast now.
That's what I got. I thank you very much, Cheese, for coming on the program today.
Was I the only guy that you could? I mean, I'm happy to be on the show and everything.
We're booking people, but Cheese, I thought of you because you're a defensive back coach with Denver. And a defensive back coach, I think, is an interesting member of the staff because you're working with players that are running backwards.
All right, but I just want to make sure, did you get out of coaching because you were sick and tired of football? Or did you get out of coaching because you just wanted to, you lacked football, but you didn't want to be on the podcast?
I got out of coaching because I was tired of coaching, but I like football. All right, I just didn't want to be on the sidelines anymore dealing with all of the, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
Dealing with a lot of people and the personalities and the pressure and everything like that. I'd rather, we'll edit.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be on the podcast here talking to people. Cheese, you coach defensive backs. And defensive backs have to run backwards fast. This is what you wrote in the article you did for the Denver Bronco magazine.
Yeah, that's right. If you're going to coach a defensive back, you have to run backwards really fast. And the defensive back, too, has to run backwards really fast. You have to run backwards fast and turn around and head straight down the field fast as you cover the wide receiver.
Now, you have an interesting story. Early days in Birmingham, Alabama, when you weren't such a nice boy, you got to learn how to run backwards pretty quick, right?
Well, there was a time in my life when I was not the most law-abiding citizen, and I had stuck up a couple of gas stations, and I took to running down the street backwards because I wanted to make sure no one was coming out of the filling station or out of the liquor store with a gun. And the only way you can do that, you can run and look over your shoulder. But what would that do? So I learned how to run really fast backwards to make sure no one's chasing me.
And this came as a result of a very regrettable life of crime.
It did. But I learned my lessons. I was taken in by Newt Hansen at University of Alabama, Birmingham, who taught me the finer points of coaching football. And
Were you a player up in Canada with me for a while?
Yeah, I was, but I didn't make it. We were in Hamilton together.
Right. Were you knocking over liquor stores up there?
Well, I, to be perfectly honest with you, I got into a little bit of trouble with the Canadian, with the Royal Mounted Canadian Police.
And Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and I ran backwards from a gas station I stuck up there, and I ran backwards. But, you know, and I can still see today the RCMP car chasing me down. So I finally got out of that.
Were you ever arrested up there for that?
Yeah, I got thrown in jail a couple of times. You didn't really pay all that much attention to me back when we was at Hamilton.
Well, I was a starting quarterback, and you were a reserve defensive back, I think.
Yeah, but see, I learned how to run backwards fast up there. And then eventually, then of course, I learned it and kept working on it when I became a coach in college football. But most of it was from, you know, sticking up liquor stores and robbing gas stations and then running out of there backwards. And you run backwards down the street and make sure no one's chasing you or pulling a gun on you. And
so running backwards is what you did as a defensive back.
What you do as a defensive back when you're covering the man.
And now you're coaching pro as an assistant.
Yeah, I'm coaching defensive backs in Denver.
We're talking here to Coach Cheese Z, or they, Gene Zeno's your name, right?
Yeah, Gene Zeno's the name. People call me Cheese Z.
And Cheese, you learned to coach defensive backs by running backwards really fast after sticking up gas stations. Is this the story?
Yeah, it's the story. You better believe it. You bet your sweet rear end. That's exactly what happened to me. If anyone turned their life around to a place where they could say, you know what, I'm proud. Proud as hell for the things that I've done and the stuff what I did. It's this guy right here, T. Zeno.
You're with the Denver Broncos. Besides running backwards really fast, what else does a defensive back have to know?
Well, you know, you have to run backwards fast, and then you have to turn and keep on looking backwards. And that's something else you learn if you, in my situation, robbing gas stations and liquor stores, I'm running backwards, and then I turn and keep running, but I look over my shoulder. As a defensive back, you're not just looking over your shoulder. You have to look up. So you're looking up on your shoulder, and you're looking up in the air. And when I was robbing gas stations, I would turn and look up in the air because in case you see a helicopter or a drone or something.
What you're telling me is most of your experience running backwards real fast was sticking up gas stations, liquor stores.
Most of the early experience that I had when I got good, yeah.
Did that all start in Canada, or were you doing that in the States?
Yeah, I did some of it in the States. You can bet your sweet, sweet, ever so delectable rear end. Yeah, man, there's no question about that. I've done that.
Hey, listen, Gene, it's great having you on this program here on the Coach Vernon Dozier Show. And for being on the Coach Vernon Dozier Show, I'd like to give you a six-pack of, what do we got here?
Got a six-pack of, got a six-pack of lemon lime drink.
We got a six-pack of lemon-lime drink.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Well, listen, Cheese, thank you again for being with us.
And don't forget that I run once a week here in Denver a defensive back camp where we run backwards fast and, you know.
Yeah. Okay, you're running backwards real fast.
Yeah, I am, you know, and at least I'm still coaching, okay? Not, you know, giving it up here on a podcast.
Well, I ain't giving anything up on a podcast. I'm doing a podcast because I was a very successful coach.
Yeah, at the high school level. Here's the thing. I'm not saying you're not a good coach.
At the high school level and at the college level, I was good.
I'm not saying not a good coach, okay? But to run backwards fast.
I got it about you running backwards real fast.
Okay.
That's Cheese Zeno here on the Coach Vernon Dozier. Do you need your mom, mama show?
God damn.
We can edit that together.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll be right back. I'm Lang Delton. The Coach Vernon Dozier Show. Do you need your mama? Okay, now we have our mailbag here. Here's one from Zusa High School coach out there, and I always love to give advice to high school coaches. And he says, Coach Dozier, do you feel there's something mentally wrong with you? Do you really feel you should be around kids when you can't say the word Zeus, no, there's nothing mentally wrong with me. I have a, as they said yesterday on the show and again today, I have a psychophysical problem. My mouth locks up. My brain goes into kind of a vapor lock when I have to say the word. And he is kind of my coach, Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah.
Come on in here, Dr. Sadler.
Well, I really...
No, come on in. I don't want you to be shy. You are my coach because you taught me to say the word in a real macho way.
Yes, I think that what you should do is concentrate on saying the word mama in a tough way as opposed to remembering when you were a baby and you were just burping it out.
Right. So that's what I'm saying to you, sir, Zeus. Heck of a name for a coach, but okay. Zeus. Kind of a weird... What are you, a wrestler too? God, I don't know, man. About kids coming in, they want to learn a game of football, and here comes some dude in a pair of little tight wrestling bun huggers. Here's another letter. Oh, yeah, and here's... Okay, you can read it, but wait, let Lang do. Dun, 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 dun. Here's another letter. On the Coach Vernon Dozier, Do You Need Your Mama Show. Okay, here's another letter. This is from Marguerite. She's in Alexandria, Virginia. Dear Coach, you left your wallet in my room last week. I don't know whether... That was the wrong thing. Yeah, sure it was. Dear Coach, have you thought about calling your show something other than Do You Need Your Mama? Sorry, folks. Do you ever think about calling it something other than that so that you don't struggle with the name of the show? Well, Marguerite, that's a very good question, but I don't know what else I would call it. This has always been my trademark. It's what I've said to the kids down through the years as I've given kids pep talks in locker rooms. It's what I've said to my players. And I say to them, I say, look, either you come out here and you play football for me, Coach Vernon Dozier, unless you want to sit around on your rear end. See, I get tied up, you know.
Yeah, don't get too tense.
Don't worry about it. That was Dr. Sadler. He's, you know, I do get tense. I worry that people aren't going to take me seriously. So here's what I'm trying to say to you. And I want you people to understand this. Okay?
It's blood pressure.
It's your blood pressure. Okay. Don't worry about my blood pressure. Take a break. Yeah, look at it. We'll be right back after this. Coach Vernon Dozier will be right back with Do You Need Your Mama?
Hi, I'm Margaret Gray for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. As we have been saying to you, you get an intimate look at Phil, not just the show that he produces, not just the digital show or the radio show. You can watch video of Phil as he goes through his pre-show, as he talks to himself, talks to other people, gets himself mentally prepared, and then... Yes, then, you can actually watch him execute, if you will. That's a good word for it, though, isn't it, Phil? You execute, you put a gun to its head.
Yeah, that's what I do.
No, you can actually watch Phil create the show as he goes. So it's a very, very stimulating, educational experience. I don't think there's anything that'll beat it other than listening to Coach Dozier try to say mama.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show website. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. I recommend you get a backstage pass for a month or for a year. Right now. And I guarantee you do that, you'll never need your...
Bumble!
I'm Lang Delton, and this is the Coach Vernon Dozier Do You Need Your Mama Show. You. Oh, it's, okay, that's me, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome back here to the Coach Vernon Dozier Do You Need Your Mama Show. With me is Dr. Jim Sadler. I don't think there's any... There's no secret to the fact that I have a hard time saying the word...
But let me just jump in here. What we're trying to do for the coach here is have him emphasize the macho, masculine emphasis of mama, as opposed to what he had been doing, thinking about his mommy. And, you know, that's not really where we want to be. You're talking to young men that you want to go out there and see them play some football.
Well, that's what you're trying to do, trying to inspire them to really go out and stick people, okay? So when I say to them, when you listen to me...
Now, calm down.
I'm calm, but I say to them, you listen to me and you listen good. When you go out there on that football field today... And you see all those people out there.
Yeah. Here's some water.
Thank you. And you see all those people out there. And you're going to go out there. And you're going to hit some people. You're going to get that football. You're going to run for a touchdown. And you're not going to sit there wanting your mama. I did it good that time, didn't I?
Well, it's... I don't know.
Wait a minute, wait. No, they told me.
It's the Coach Vernon Dozier Show. Thanks, Coach.
Wait a minute. We're not locking out with this liver lip guy.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on, Lang.
Yeah.
Coach, we have to go back and do a lot of editing on this. We just need to lock this out, and we'll be done.
Well,
are you sure that's enough stuff? We got the one final. What's the other interview?
We got one more interview with Cecil Petrie, who's the locker room guy with Belmar Academy. And Cecil, come on in here.
Hey, Cecil, how are you doing? Hi, Coach. Cecil, we wanted to talk to you because you've seen me at the height of my rage and anger. You've seen me really belt out Mama in a real butch way, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've seen you do. I've seen you inspire these players to feats of football greatness that I don't think I've seen any other coach do. And I'm the equipment man. I'm there all day long, all night long, all afternoon long. I'm picking up equipment. I'm picking up footballs, gloves, jock straps, what have you. And I'm listening to you inspiring these players. And you'll say, either you get out there and you play football for me, Coach Vernon Dozier, or you need to go home and put your arms around the waist of your mama.
That's right. That's what I say.
Yes, you do. And that inspires the players. They don't want to be out there wanting their mamas.
Well, they don't.
And I feel for you that you can't say that word like a guy that's got a grip on reality.
I've got a grip. Hold on for a minute, Cecil. I've got a grip on reality.
Right, but you know, I've seen the kids get scared sometimes. Here's...
Go ahead and give them the macho read.
I want all of you players to run out there and play like men. Otherwise, you might just need your mama.
Oh, God.
That wasn't too good.
But I think, Coach, with time, with medicine, with the right clinic...
Thanks a lot, Cecil.
Well, I was just... Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You know, Coach, I had a thought, and this is...
What is this now? Wait a minute. What, Dr. Savage?
Well, wait. You know, Coach, I had a thought, and perhaps in emphasizing the machismo, we take out of the equation the humanity. And I believe that if allowed to just express yourself... excuse me, I just bumped the...
Yeah, I can't bump the microphone.
I know that.
I think I know what you're going to say, Dr. Sadler. You're going to say...
How do you know what he's going to say?
Well, I think he's going to say that to just allow you to just say it and not be thinking about it, right?
Yeah, you're thinking too much about it. If you are not thinking about how you're going to say mama, here's the kids. They're in the locker room. They're waiting for words of inspiration from you, okay?
Right.
So, go ahead. Just as if you're giving the speech in the locker room.
Okay, I would say, hey, now don't think about it.
Yeah, don't think about the word.
Hey, you young men, I want you to get out there, and I want you to play football like I know you can, okay? Not like you need to go home to your mommy. Are you kidding me?
Jesus, that's lockout. Lockout, for Christ's sake. Lock it out.
Get out of here, will you? I can lock out my own show. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, okay? I wasn't thinking about it then.
Yeah, but geez, I had no idea.
Go ahead, Link. Get out of here. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, okay? And either you play football my way, or you can go home to your mommy. There.
Proud of yourself, huh?
Yeah, but it's better than sounding like Frankenstein the way you had me sounding.
Okay, God.
Lang, take us away. I'm Lang Delton, and I play the Mouth Orchestra. Very, very happy to bring you the music of the Coach Vernon Dozier Show. I got it, Lang. Coach Vernon Dozier's Do You Need Your Mama Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Get it, Stunk. That really stunk it out.
Shut up.